Now, the Belfast Trust today recalling 2,500 patients following an independent review of patient notes relating to the work of a single consultant neurologist. A consultant neurologist called Dr. Michael Watt. Now, the action follows a review of patient notes by both the Trust and the Royal College of Physicians. The consultant, by the way, currently is not treating patients. Now, the medical chair of the division has released a statement saying he's fully understanding that this will cause significant anxiety to many patients and their families, and for that, indeed, they are truly sorry. Other doctors raised concerns with the Trust regarding the care and treatment provided by Dr. Michael Watt to a small number of patients. Now, as a result of our own review, a further review carried out by the Royal College of Physicians, we would like to invite a number of his patients back for a review appointment to assure them, their families and ourselves, that they are receiving the best treatment. Now, the recall of such a large number of patients, according to the chair of the division, Dr. Mark Mitchelson, the recall of such a large number of patients is so that they can be confident and thorough in ensuring that patients are having the best possible care. To ensure patients are seen as quickly as possible, we have set up a large number of additional clinics. And indeed, we intend, says Dr. Mitchelson, to see all patients within the next 12 weeks. And again, the statement says we are truly sorry for the anxiety that this will cause. Belfast Trust has today contacted every patient and we would like to review. They've contacted every patient. They'd like to do this review and we are asking patients to contact us so that an appointment can be made for them at a time that suits them. For anyone who may be worried and who is seeking further support, an advice line has been set up. Now, the telephone number for this advice line is 0800 980 1100. Now, you will be contacted today. You most likely have received a letter or some form of communication today. You will be contacted today. So that's the Belfast Trust. They're contacting every patient that they would like to review. And they're asking, indeed, patients to contact them so an appointment can be set up. So if you were a patient, indeed, of the consultant neurologist, Dr. Michael Watt, you can maybe one of 2,500 patients who will receive a letter and a review of your health will be offered to you. The lines are open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. and on the weekends they're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that helpline number, if you do have concerns on hearing this or reading about it, or indeed when you're contacted, the number is 0800 980 1100. That's 0800 980 1100. It's always concerning, always worrying, and the nervous system, of course, is what that doctor would have been an expert in, neurology and everything to do with the nervous system and the diseases that are associated with the nervous system. Right, good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, 0289033105, 077 66 105 105.
I want to speak to Paula Bradshaw, who's the health spokesperson for the Alliance Party. Paula Bradshaw, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on today. As you said, it's a very worrying time for patients who have seen a neurology consultant. But as you say, it just relates to those people who have had appointments with Dr. Michael Watt, either in the Belfast Health and Social Care Trust or even as a private client in the independent sector. So it cuts right across the whole health sector.
How far back do we go with being a patient of Dr. Watt?
What I do know is that the concerns were first raised with the Health and Social Care Board, Belfast Health and Social Care Trust, last summer. And from that time, he was placed under supervision. And as more people came forward, then he was placed under full clinical restrictions. Then the Royal College of Physicians came in then to review his work, as you said, look at the case notes and stuff. And I believe that they will have taken that right far back and have done a very forensic review of his case file. So, as you said, there's 2,500 people or have been called back. They should have received their letter today. If not tomorrow, went out first class and post yesterday. But I do know that there's 600 patients have already had a review consultation with a separate neurology consultant. So they haven't let the grass grow under this. And I do think that the Belfast Health and Social Care Trust are doing everything in their power to deal with this situation.
What are the main worries? Are they concerned that he may have failed to diagnose something that might be remiss with these people?
Well, what they have done is they've brought in extra capacity, extra neurology consultants. And again, they're very keen to stress that this will not be to detriment of other people who are on the waiting list. This is additional resources they've brought in. And these consultants in the review meetings will be looking to make sure that the diagnosis is safe and also then to make sure that any associated treatment plan that has been prescribed by Dr. Watt is the appropriate one. So they will be going through their whole case file with them again. It will not just be a tick boxing, but it will be almost starting from scratch to make sure that the patient is getting the care and support that they require for their condition.
And if there is something amiss with what has happened in the past, this will be spotted quite quickly.
Well, I say that they'll be going through the file then, and this is neurology. This is about looking at like dementia or stroke or Parkinson's or even people who haven't not necessarily got a diagnosis pinpoint of what their condition is. So I would suspect that like some scans and stuff. So won't it just be like a desktop review? I think that any other procedures to scan the brain, for example, will be carried out.
It's worrying if you need to go to a consultant neurologist. It's worrying full stop. If you need to go and you feel that you are getting expert attention and then sometime later you're one of 2,500 people called back, it's enough to send you into a downward spiral of concern.
Oh, absolutely. And with neurological conditions, a lot of the time it's a diagnosis by elimination. So you keep going back to your GP, you keep asking for different tests, you get referred on from one consultant to the other. So the Health Trust have set up a helpline. I'm happy to give the number of that. It's 0800 980 1100. A lot of social media will have that. Or if patients are concerned, they go back to their GP. The Health Trust have issued all GPs with guidance today or yesterday, so that if they receive any calls today, they will know how to refer on their patients. But no, I do agree with you. I think that the RQIA, people know that's the Regulation and Quality Improvement Authority, that's their job to, as an independent body to go in and conduct inspections and reviews to make sure that there's minimum standards are attained and maintained across the health sector. Because we do know that there are consultants who are working in the Health Trust, and then a couple of days a week they are working in the private sector, and that is their business. But we need to make sure that they're not overworked, they're not taking on too much, and that this sort of incident is isolated and that it's not replicated across a number of disciplines, because we just need to make sure that patient safety is of paramount importance.
And is the trust that you've suggested they're almost to be complimented on how they've dealt with this? Is that your thinking on this?
Well, I think that there are processes in place, and the Public Health Agency were called in after the Royal College of Physicians reported that they backed up the concerns, and they introduced then this risk stratification plan, which again, we're now seeing the workings of that in terms of the health line and the review reappointments and stuff. So I think that they're following to the letter. I do know that Dr. Watt has been referred to the General Medical Council, and that there's an interim order tribunal hearing this week. Again, the General Medical Council, they then look at fitness to practice. I'm not saying whether or not this neurologist is, that is what the tribunal is all about. It's up to them to investigate. So I think that all of the procedures within their power are there for them to engage with the appropriate external bodies. But as I say, I would like them to go further today and bring in the RQIA just to double check so that standards are maintained right across this sort of consultancy sector, where we do know that there are massive waiting lists. A lot of people are very anxious waiting on them, and we need to ensure that they're getting the appropriate advice and drug treatments going forward.
Okay, Paula Bradshaw, thank you very much for your time. And that number again is 0800 980 1100. That helpline number, it's open right through until 9 p.m. It's open on the weekends as well, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But it's 0800 980 1100. You may have received a letter this morning, or it could be a letter that is coming tomorrow morning. But if you have been a patient recently with the consultant neurologist, Dr. Michael Watt, you may like to use the number. It is 0800 980 1100.